perhaps the core medium for the practice of mindfulness is our capacity to be aware, the use of attention. And it might be useful to think, to consider that awareness is not a singular thing, but rather there's different kinds of awareness, or different ways of being aware. And part of the practice is to discover different ways of being aware. In doing so, understanding what kind of awareness is useful at different times. There are times, for example, where it's useful to have a very focused attention, where we enter into a particular object of attention, even get absorbed in it. For example, if you're threading a thread through the eye of a needle, it's useful to be very precise to really get that thread through the eye. And other times it's useful to have a very open, wide awareness. Maybe without even focusing on anything in particular. Sometimes awareness can feel like it's very kind of small and contained. Sometimes awareness can feel quite broad and wide. Sometimes awareness is directed towards a direction. Sometimes awareness can feel like it's 360 degrees. Sometimes awareness seems to radiate from the body. Sometimes it seems to be settled in whatever area we think the mind is. Sometimes awareness has a location. Sometimes it really feels that awareness has no location, or it's in all locations. You don't have to remember all these things I'm saying. I'm just pointing out that what we call awareness is fluid. It's kind of like water that will take whatever shape, will take the shape of the container it's poured into. There's something amorphous in its own nature of what awareness is. And so we want to try to find a way to be aware that supports us in being present, present in a useful way, present with, so we're not distracted or lost in thought, so that we're not caught up or preoccupied with anything. In a way that we can be aware without being bothered in the awareness, without being contracted. And sometimes it's useful to bring attention right into the middle of something, and that's where some kind of freedom is found. And sometimes it's useful to have let awareness give your experience lots of space and room, infinite space, so that we're not oppressed or caught up in or concerned with the experience, but we allow it to be. One form of awareness that might be interesting for you to experiment with or be aware of is what I call peripheral awareness. That's a little bit like peripheral vision. We can have central vision, where we're actually kind of looking at some particular thing. At the same time, we can be aware of peripherally the things around, the wider field of around that thing that we're looking at. Maybe the way the eyes are focused, they're focused on the thing. And the things around it, not quite in focus, because maybe they're further away or closer. But there is a general awareness of the things around, and if something enters into the field, the peripheral field, we might recognize it and turn to look at it. And that peripheral awareness, because it's not the central focus, it usually can be more, it's usually more relaxed or unself-conscious. It's not something that we do. What we do often is more the central focus of a vision. In one place where it's, some people find it very interesting, this peripheral vision, is when we're walking outside where it's dark. And it turns out the peripheral vision sees better in the dark than the central vision. And so you're walking in the dark, you have to be relaxed and look kind of look from the sides of your eyes. Kind of without looking, seeing without looking. That looking with that central vision. And as soon as you try to look at night with your central vision, it gets darker. So the same thing with awareness as we sit here, the general awareness. We can sit and have a central focus on something. But we can also operating at the same time as a peripheral awareness, where if a sound arises, we know the sound before we turn our attention to hear it, to listen to it. If your eyes are open, you might be focusing on your breathing. But if something moves across the vision of your eyes, you might notice it, and then you might let your central attention focus on the thing. But the initial kind of arising of the thing, it arises in this peripheral vision. Same thing with thoughts as we're sitting. A thought might arise. We know it in the peripheral awareness. The central awareness might be with the breathing. There might be a body sensation that arises. It kind of arises in that peripheral awareness first, even if the central awareness is being with the breathing. What's nice about getting a sense of the peripheral awareness is that generally some place where we're not so consciously or intentionally engaging, working at, whereas sometimes central awareness, it's often, that's where often we're making an effort, we're making a choice, we're engaged. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's nice to get a feeling for that more relaxed peripheral awareness. Maybe something that's a little bit more unself-conscious, maybe, or maybe a little unintentional. That's just kind of there without a lot of self as the agent, the doer. And then to borrow some of that quality of not being the doer or the agent or being so intentional. Some of the ease or relaxation or receptivity of that peripheral awareness. Borrow some of that or bring some of that along to allow yourself to be receptive to the breathing. So the breathing becomes the home base or the center, the place that we allow, that flows in to open, relaxed awareness. So that the rhythm of breathing can be the reference point or the anchor for staying in the present. So the breathing in these first beginnings of the retreat, first days, might be the place where we are supporting and helping the mind to not be pulled into the world of thoughts and preoccupations, past and the future. Because there's a recognition that being involved in those thoughts and ideas is not where we're investing our attention now. We're investing ourselves in training, supporting the mind to be more fully in the present, here, and it's a little bit of a radical shift for many minds to shift from being in negotiating our life with our thoughts and concerns and what we want and what we're troubled by, what we're bothered by or concerned with, and shifting it from there to being simply aware here in the present as things unfold. So the breathing can be a very supportive way of doing this. Coming back to your breathing, being with your breathing. Letting breathing be the foundation or the center. Looking for the right balance for yourself between kind of focusing on your breathing, kind of a central awareness, but having qualities of peripheral awareness there, soft, relaxed, receptive. And as we stay with the breathing, to have allowing yourself to include a little awareness or alertness in that peripheral field. So you notice more broadly what's happening, that your mind begins wandering off in thought, that you notice that you have an agenda or you're trying to fix something or you're being bothered by something. We're not lost in or kind of so absorbed in the breathing. We don't notice how we are. To keep the peripheral awareness alert just enough. Not get caught in something. And one of the ways of having this peripheral awareness be supportive is all kinds of things might occur while you're being with your breathing. There might be body sensations or emotions. There might even be things that you're concerned with or bothered by. But don't be so concerned about those things. Don't give them too much importance. Don't pick them up. But breathe with them. Let them remain in the peripheral vision, if that's where they can stay, if that's where they naturally want to can be. Be content to let them be there in the peripheral. And let breathing be the constant, the ballast. Let it be the thread that runs through the eye hole of the present. Here. Maybe breathing with or being breathing through whatever else is going on. But the breathing is what we're threading through the eye hole of the present. An eye hole which is huge. Nothing small but the present moment. And if your breathing is somehow uncomfortable, possible to have the central awareness, just breathe with the discomfort without any concern with that it's uncomfortable, because we're staying simple with the breathing, very simple, just breathing with how breathing is. Letting ourselves be as continuous with attending to breathing as works for you. And whether that's half a breath or one breath or 10 breaths, it's all good. Always ready to begin again. It doesn't really matter how often the mind wanders away from the breath. It only matters that you welcome the breathing back into awareness. Or that you allow yourself to recognize you're breathing, you're here again. Simple. Dedicated awareness to breathing in and breathing out at the center. Supported gently by the peripheral vision. It helps us stay on track here, now. In a few moments, I'll ring the bell to end the sitting. It might be interesting for you as this retreat goes along to notice what shifts for you when you hear the bell. To notice how your awareness or attention, mindfulness, might change or maybe disappear. Or how the quality of it shifts and changes, because maybe you pour your energy of attention into particular things, thoughts, moving, in a way that the awareness is not as fully present as it was during the sitting. It's possible to stay rooted, grounded, in awareness, and to allow something like the peripheral awareness to take in what needs to happen after the bell rings. So you don't lose your, you don't lose some kind of clear awareness as you shift and change and do something, but you allow the things to happen and occur more in the peripheral awareness, something like that. Maybe you get less lost then. There's a greater clarity being present. For some of you, this idea of peripheral awareness and central awareness might be a new idea. And I think, as is probably true for almost all the instructions we can give, for some of you, this makes complete sense. There's a reference point for it that's understandable. For some of you, it makes no sense whatsoever, no understanding of what I'm trying to say. And some of you for whom, somewhere in between that, maybe it's just intriguing enough that you maybe kind of look around and experiment or explore what this might mean. Different teachings work for different people at different times. It's fine to have some teachings not work for you, no reference point for it. And hopefully over the course of the retreat, there'll be some teachings that work. You don't actually need a lot of teachings to do this practice. So we put out different things and hopefully something works. So if what I said this morning doesn't really, you can't relate to it, it's fine. All of you have your practice that you brought with you, your teachings and instructions that you know. But this idea of peripheral awareness, I find myself very helpful, and it kind of helps me stay on track, stay here, because I notice a little bit in the edges how I am, if I get contracted or tight or resistant, or I get caught up in ideas and judgments of what's supposed to be happening. Because I'm kind of alert enough to see when those arise, even though it's kind of more centrally I'm maybe focused on the breathing. But it's not exclusively on the breathing. Generally, unless you kind of naturally get absorbed into breathing, it's generally not so good to try to be really good at it, right? You know, if you can be with your breathing 50% of the time, that's onward leading. That helps you develop and move along the time. Unless you're with your breathing 50% of the time and you're upset that's not enough, that probably just, you know, backward leading. Good enough is good enough to move along. When I, this morning, after I got up, I exercised for a while. And I exercised kind of hard enough so that when I came to sit here at the 5:30 sitting, there were still some physical sensations left over from that exercising in my breathing and in my chest a little bit, different places. Kind of mild, but they were uncomfortable. So one option would have been to be concerned about it, or to think, this is not right, it should be different. What can I do to make it just push the button so it just goes away, so I can sit here without it? The option I took was to say, well, these sensations are here because of the exercise I did. There's a certain lifetime that they have as things kind of equalize or settle out. And it's not, you know, it's not something for me to be try to fix or make go away. And my job is just sit with the allow for this these uncomfortable sensations and not be bothered by them, and let them take their time, whatever time they need, to give them the time to them to work themselves out. And so I just left them in the peripheral awareness. I certainly was aware that they were there. I'd recognized them clearly. And I just let them be in the peripheral awareness and then stayed with my breathing mostly. And as I stayed with my breathing, I didn't actually stay with my breathing like there, you know, locked in or something. Not only is there a rhythm in the breathing in and out, there was also a rhythm in the awareness, kind of staying with the breathing and then moving into more peripheral, taking in what's there and then coming back into the breathing. And sometimes you could watch that shift and changing of what I'm taking in, what I'm aware of. Sometimes I was more aware of the uncomfortable sensations. And then sometimes I would come back and take in more fully the breathing. It's all happening in the present moment. Sometimes the uncomfortable sensations were clearly there in the peripheral, and it wasn't. But sometimes like kind of awareness, kind of the rhythm, kind of took them in more, a little more fully. Sometimes less fully as I went back more fully in the breathing. And any idea that I have that awareness is a fixed thing, like this is how it's supposed to be, I find to be stressful. It can take many shapes and forms, and sometimes we settle into a particular way that can be for a while, and that's nice, but as soon as I thought, this is it, then it's like, but there's a softness, or the edges of it are soft, or the edges of definition, or the rhythm. And so I wasn't bothered by the uncomfortable sensations, and knew that they had to be there for however long they're going to last. I think my primary task in relationship to them was to stay alert enough not to be bothered, not to get picked up by them and concerned or try to do something with them. And at some point, a point which I didn't recognize happen, they were no longer there. So maybe some experimentation, some of these, if it works for you, if these ideas are, you know, have a reference point to them, the idea of a peripheral awareness that gives you the sense of how to be present for, that's more relaxed, more open, less self-consciously trying or being the agent or the doer. You're still kind of the doer, you know, because you're calling on that, you're allowing that, you're bringing that in. But it allows for much more of a relaxed and easeful way. And then to bring that in a committed way, dedicated way, to something that you're going to keep more in the central focus of your attention. And right, these first few days we're focusing on breathing. But most of you know that there are other things that can arise in your experience, which sometimes it's useful to let that be in the central focus. So a few announcements. We'll start the cycles of practice discussion with Andre and I today, and we'll see half of you today as you signed up on the board and the other half tomorrow. And if you've lost track, today is the Wednesday. And I'm meeting people in room 100, which is, you go down the steps and you go past the elevator just before the office, manager's office, and then around the signs, around to the, past the elevator to the left, you'll see it there. And then Andrea is meeting people in room 1, which is just past the manager's office in that big community hall room where we had the opening meeting. And these practice discussions are, the way they're scheduled, in our minds, they're scheduled to be 12 and a half minutes long. So that there's time for transition, coming and going, and for whatever we need to do in those 2.5 minutes to get ready for the next person. So you might want to keep that in a little bit of mind, that you're also sharing responsibility for the time so we can stay on track. And Bruni will be sitting in with the practice discussions that I'm offering today, and it's a gift you give for many practitioners and generations to come to allow a teacher trainee to sit in on these meetings. It's one of the primary ways in our tradition that the next generation of teachers learn how to be teachers, is to, and that's happened, you know, that I benefited from that and tremendously from sitting in with the practice discussion of the teachers in my time. And some of the ways that I might be helpful as a teacher to people today is a result of having done so. So it's very, you know, it's partly a gift that you allow practice teacher trainees to be there. And for the 5 service leaders, the 3 cooks and the 2 managers, we'll have our service leader tea today at 6 o'clock in room 1. And that's a chance for us to kind of just check in about the retreat and also check in about, it's a wonderful way of practicing on retreat, the training or the practice of being a service leader, and you know, a little different way of practicing than other retreatants. And so we'll spend a little bit of time talking about exploring as a group those, what that experience is like. And then it's supposed to still be quite hot today, and so I think that unless there's some issue with scent, we're going to, I think it's best to keep the windows closed or let the managers be the opening and closing of the windows. There is a constant circulation of outside air that's coming in here through those little holes in the ceiling. There's a circulating air pump that brings air from outside, and it kind of equalizes the temperature. So it's a little more, by the time it comes in, it's closer to the temperature in here rather than the temperature outside. So I know I can get a little bit stuffy in here, but please know that it is being circulated. And then if it gets hot enough, then the managers will turn on the air conditioner in here, and maybe during the walking period, or so that it tries to keep it a little comfortable in here. Yes, please.
Can we reduce the temperature some? It's been awful hot in here.
Yeah, so we'll have the temp. We'll keep it. I'll talk the air conditioner on if there's times to keep it low, and low enough so it's not unbearable. So I hope you enjoy your day. Yes, please. Yes, yes. Great. Well, I hope you enjoy the day, and thank you that we're doing all this together.